Since Diddy's arrest in September, many celebrities have been suspiciously quiet. Diddy was connected with almost everyone in the Hollywood elite and the music industry. Almost every celebrity had met him at some point, and many had gone even further, joining his parties and perhaps even his crimes. In this day and age, silence is a celebrity's greatest enemy, and unfortunately many of them are learning this the hard way. Take for example LeBron James. Love him or hate him, LeBron is undeniably one of the biggest names in the NBA, holding 4 championships under his belt, being compared to Michael Jordan as the GOAT, and being declared an NBA All-Star 20 years in a row cements his mantle as the top of basketball. But unfortunately, he has been involved in some rumors lately, and it all happened with a single comment. During one of Diddy's livestreams 4 years ago, the NBA star made a quick appearance and declared, "Everybody know ain't no party like a Diddy party."
Hey, everybody know ain't no party like a Diddy party, so.
Yeah, that's what's up.
At the time, no one thought much of the exchange. All it was a pair of celebrities hyping each other up, and LeBron had no idea how damning those words would be, nor how quickly his fellow athletes would turn on him because of them. During the build-up to a fight against Joaquin Buckley, Colby Covington made some scathing comments about LeBron. At the time, LeBron James had suddenly stepped down from his team for personal reasons. This seemed to come out of nowhere. He was also taking a break from social media at the same time. It might have been a coincidence, especially since LeBron was nursing a foot injury, but other people didn't think so. Any other time, people would never have blinked an eye at this. He's at the top of his game, maybe he just needs a break. However, LeBron's break began shortly after a clip of the livestream with him and Diddy started making the rounds, and the whole thing just seemed too fishy, and Covington held no punches. During the press conference, the UFC fighter deemed James as a scumbag for his past comments and starts on certain political issues, and then he went on to voice his confusion about why people thought of him as a role model, and finished by telling the NBA player that he hoped he got locked up in the same cell as Diddy. It was a very intense speech. Full Send MMA followed it with an interview a few days later. During the interview, Covington commented on how odd James's radio silence was and demanded to know where he'd actually gone.
I tell you guys the other day at media day, now all of a sudden he's went radio silent. He's taking an indefinite leave and he's nowhere to be found. So where'd you go, LeBron? Why'd you leave? You have something to hide?
And he's not the only celebrity who's called out LeBron James for the livestream comments. Sean Strickland also shared his thoughts on the matter on X, where he would deem LeBron James as spineless, mocking him for ever attending Diddy's parties, closing off with an also unflattering comment about LeBron James's role in those parties. Other people have tried to defend LeBron James or insisted that people wait until the law has decided on the matter, but speculations are impossible to stop. And while nothing has been confirmed, LeBron James's lack of response to the accusations really hasn't helped his case, and the fact that he suddenly left the spotlight raises people's suspicions even more, as most people felt that this break came way too soon straight after the Diddy allegations to be a coincidence, as what other reason would he have to avoid social media than bad press? But for now, people are erring on the side of caution. But LeBron definitely isn't the only celebrity catching strays from Diddy's case, as Jay-Z has also felt the consequences of his choice of friends when he received his own bout of accusations. In October, amid the numerous allegations against Diddy, one stood out amongst the rest, a young girl who was sexually assaulted by a trio of celebrities. The initial suit only listed Diddy, referring to the other two perpetrators as Celebrity A, male, and Celebrity B, female. However, after an attempt to keep things anonymous, the defendant amended the suit. On the 8th of December, Jay-Z was the first celebrity linked to Diddy's alleged illegal activities. According to the allegations filed, the now 37-year-old Jane Doe was determined to get into the VMAs in 2000. It was on her bucket list, and while she didn't have a ticket, she was sure she'd find another way to get in. So a friend dropped her off at a Radio City music hall, where the VMAs were being hosted. She began her search. While there were no celebrities around to talk to, she could ask their limo drivers about getting in. One of those drivers claimed to work for Diddy. He couldn't get her into the awards, but he did invite her to an after party. According to the allegation, he said that the rapper liked younger girls, and she fit what he was looking for. He explained that he needed to drop Diddy and others off first, but if she could meet him after the VMAs, he could get her to the after party. Being young and naive to the dangers of the invitation, the young girl agreed, and after a 20-minute drive, she arrived at a White House with a U-shaped driveway. A lot of people ask me how to bring their ideas to life and create videos that feel seamless, professional, and exciting to share. With NVIDIA AI, you can create full-length videos by typing in your idea. For example, type a prompt like, make a 30-second video capturing the essence of New York City through diverse, lifelike portraits, and maintain consistent natural daylight as if filmed over 3-4 hours during the day, ensuring uniform lighting. The video should also feel connected through a soft narration that flows with the imagery, telling a story about emotion and the urban human experience, and in minutes, you'll have a fully realize first cuts.
I've walked these streets for decades, watching the ebb and flow of millions.
But it doesn't stop there. Fine-tuning your video is just as simple. Using text-based commands, you can make edits like add my voice, translate to French, or even make the background music more upbeat, and you'll never have to deal with complex video timelines again. Just focus on your idea and watch your vision come to life. Want to take it up a notch? You can even clone your voice so that your videos are narrated in your own style, giving them a personal professional touch.
I've walked these streets for decades, watching the ebb and flow of millions.
It's like having your dream creative partner that handles the heavy lifting while you focus entirely on your vision. Unlike traditional tools, NVIDIA AI solves every part of the video creation process with no steep learning curve. Whether you're crafting a storytelling masterpiece, an ad, or a TikTok, it removes all friction. This will save you hundreds of dollars that you would otherwise spend on editing, animating, and other production costs. So make sure to click the link below and use my code MOON50 to get twice the number of AI minutes in your first month. Apparently, upon entering, two men asked her to sign what she now believed was an NDA. She was then met by a sight that would have shocked any 13-year-old. Inside was a party resembling the movie Eyes Wide Shut, a huge party of celebrities, some of which she recognized and tried to mingle with. Allegedly, all of them were drinking and participating in widespread drug use. Waitstaff circled the crowd while loud music boomed through the room. While attempting to socialize, the young girl took one of the offered drinks. It was reddish-yellow and tasted like orange juice, cranberry juice, and something bitter. After a few sips, she felt lightheaded and went looking for a place to lie down, and that bitter taste could have been GHB, a party drug known for causing drowsiness, and often used to spike people. According to the allegation, it's believed that Diddy or his employees at his instruction were adding the drug to the guests' drinks. She found a room that was empty of everything besides a large bed and planned to rest there for a while. But unfortunately, things quickly went from bad to worse when the accused trio of celebrities stumbled into the room. According to her allegation, Diddy had a crazed look in his eyes. He approached her aggressively, claimed that she was ready to party, and threw her towards a wall. While she was able to get up again, Diddy grabbed her once more and threw her onto the bed. At that point, she was getting more and more disorientated, which the trio took advantage of. Allegedly, celebrity A removed her clothes and raped her while Diddy and the female celebrity watched. Once finished, he stepped back against a wall and Diddy took his place and the two others still watching. When the rapper knocked her down, intending to continue, the young girl started to fight back, and after a bit of a struggle, she landed a punch to Diddy's neck that caused him to stop. She stood up, grabbed her clothes and shoes and ran out of the room, her dress covering her like a towel. Not entirely free, she then ran around the house until she found the front door. Once outside, she redressed and ran towards a nearby gas station. Fortunately for the young girl, a female clerk saw that she was in distress and allowed her to use the phone. She called her dad, admitted she had lied about where she was, and was soon picked up. After the alleged incident, the young girl fell into a deep depression. Apparently, she now suffers from PTSD and a seizure disorder caused by the stress and trauma. You can only imagine how traumatizing this would be. She also claims to have difficulty with relationships and functioning in society. Following all of this, both men were very quick to deny these allegations. Diddy's lawyers deemed the suit a shameless publicity stunt to get money out of him. The rapper's issue was that he already had a checkered past outside of his friendship with Diddy. He was friends with predators like R. Kelly even after it came out that he married a minor and was often rumored to be dating minors himself. However, the dodgiest thing about him is his relationship with Beyonce. During a 2000 interview with 17, Beyonce explained that she'd be in no rush to get married once she started dating the rapper. In fact, she'd sworn off getting married until she turned 25. The logic behind the decision was quite sound. As she told 17, "I really don't believe that you will love the same thing when you're 20 as you do at 30. She wanted to discover who she was before sharing it with the man she planned to spend the rest of her life with. However, as sweet as that sentiment is, Beyonce was still dating Jay-Z throughout the 8 years before they got married. It's possible that she looked to him for guidance as she learned to navigate the music industry and certain aspects of adult life. But this doesn't seem very good for several reasons. Firstly, because of how long they've been together. Jay-Z sets his wife's standard for what to expect from a partner. This means that even in situations where another woman might have left, such as her partner cheating on her multiple times, Beyonce stayed because it was the kind of behavior she'd come to expect. This also implies that the rapper could shape her into the woman he wanted, something she confirmed during a speech she made before they were married.
You taught me so many things. I was 20 years old when we first started dating. You taught me how to be a woman. You taught me how to be a leader. You taught me how to be a friend. You've given me so much in life."
Many seem to think that Jay-Z had successfully molded her into something for him. She wasn't her own woman, but rather a product of his fantasies, and one that he wasn't willing to share no matter the other person's intentions. Which brings us to the third and final point about Jay-Z. His alleged possessiveness. There have been several situations where Beyoncé wasn't allowed to perform directly with any male artist besides Jay-Z. This makes collaboration between artists difficult, something that Sean Paul and Bun B experienced firsthand. After working on Baby Boy with Beyoncé in 2003, she and Paul only ever performed it with her three times. While Paul denied that Jay-Z had anything to do with this, many believed otherwise. There were just too many odd situations surrounding their few performances, such as when his mic cut off in 2003. The Jamaican artist eventually revealed that Jay-Z was never comfortable with his wife being around him. His interference in Bun B's collaboration with his wife on Check On It was slightly more direct. During an interview, Bun B revealed that Jay-Z called and instructed all the men to leave the set during the video shoot. After so many years of dodginess, his denial just felt long-winded and almost manipulative, especially his comments about the heartbreak he felt for his family, and the declaration that he was being blackmailed felt like it reached to many people. Things got even worse for the rapper when Busby revealed that what Jay-Z called extortion was just standard practice. According to the lawyer, Jane Doe had only been seeking mediation. Contrary to the rapper's statement, she'd never demanded a penny from him. In turn, they were bullied, harassed, and even sued. And it wasn't just Busby who was first being harassed either. According to an Instagram post, Jay-Z's team is harassing his children, colleagues, and employees. Furthermore, they are trying to dig up dirt on Busby and get former clients to sue him. And when they can't find the dirt they want, they're making up something new and telling it to anyone who will listen. In a last-ditch effort to make things go his way, the rapper filed a motion to dismiss the case. When doing so, he also revealed that he was the one who had sued Busby's firm for extortion, proving some of the lawyer's previous claims. Jay-Z seems to have convinced himself that Jane Doe is a pseudonym Busby is using to extort him for money. As such, part of his suit includes the public disclosure of Jane Doe's identity. Most people completely dismissed him, believing he was nothing more than a celebrity desperate not to pay their dues. However, something happened recently that might have changed the situation drastically, as some of the information his accuser gave was inaccurate. According to the initial report, Jane Doe had spoken to Benji Madden. However, Madden revealed that he wasn't in New York at the time of the incident. Furthermore, Diddy and Jay-Z were photographed at a nightclub that evening. While the photos don't account for the whole evening, they invite some doubt into the accuser's claims. However, the most damning bit of evidence against Jane Doe's story is that her father doesn't remember being called to pick her up. This would have been an extremely traumatic experience, especially for someone so young. Any normal father would probably end up in jail after learning that their child had been raped. So either Doe had a father who didn't care what happened to her, or her story wasn't entirely true. Now, these inconsistencies don't mean her claims are necessarily false. However, people are much more willing to hear the rapper out now, and it does seem like the case is turning in his favour. Diddy's A-list of friends are undoubtedly being hit the worst during this time. However, they're not the only ones facing accusations. Even celebrities like Cuba Gooding Jr., who were never close with Diddy, are being drawn into the destructive orbit in his case. Gooding was once an incredibly successful actor who could claim ownership of an Oscar. However, controversy soon found him too. In 2022, Cuba pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor charge after forcibly kissing an employee of a nightclub in New York in 2018. He also admitted to two other incidences of non-consensual contact. He went to counseling for his issues, and for a few years, the controversy stopped. Cuba started trying to make a comeback after what seemed like a solid course correct. However, controversies continued to follow him, and in early 2024, he was hit with even more allegations. According to these allegations, Cuba was back to his old ways. His victim? A music producer named Rodney Jones. The same Rodney Jones who filed a lawsuit against Diddy in February. Now, Gooding never interacted with Diddy publicly. However, it seems the two did know each other well enough for Gooding to show his face on one of his yachts. According to Jones, the rapper left him alone with Gooding while aboard one of his yachts in 2023. The actor allegedly took advantage of the situation and groped Jones until the producer pushed him away. People were already wary of Cuba because of his past, but his response to the allegations put a sour taste in many people's mouths, as he laughed when asked about the accusation and declared it the most ridiculous thing ever.
Escape it though, like your name, for example, was mentioned in the Diddy case.
Which was the most ridiculous thing ever.
Because you barely know.
This is the most ridiculous thing ever.
Most people saw his words as a heartless dismissal. To them, it almost seemed like he didn't fully understand the weight of the situation, especially when looking at all of Diddy's actions and history. That, or he just didn't care. Some felt he was also hiding behind his faith to make it appear like he turned a new leaf. But unfortunately, there are way too many examples of celebrities, especially this high up, who are joining these horrific freak-off parties that hide behind their religious faith for sympathy or to rebrand. To them, he wasn't being genuine, just playing a part for another crack at fame and glory, and to distance himself from Diddy as a whole. And while nothing has been proven, people remain wary of him. But as the Diddy case continues to expose more and more celebrities, it'll be interesting to see how it further alters people's perceptions and values of them. And as we see more and more of what's actually happening in these parties and who were involved, 2025 will be an interesting year to say the least.